Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thursday to you. I'm going to try my best to help you move from Thursday into Friday. Why? Because I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight. That means Monday through Friday. Okay? This is your show. It's time to chat it up with you. We got a lot to talk about. Thank you to everybody who participated in the first hour. Thank you to Stu Kovacs, but I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help you navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. We had a lot of callers on the line. We spoke about some basketball. Why? Because the league is back after 141 days off. Right now, the Los Angeles Lakers are leading the Clippers 55. Or matter of fact, it's about tied. They're pretty close. Lakers were leading. They've now pretty much moved into the third quarter. It's a good game. It's a close one. It's nice to have basketball back. I think basketball and the NBA will have a chance and an opportunity to complete their season. And we spoke about just what basketball means right now in the United States of America, what it means for sports fans. We discussed who you think will win. I ultimately like the Los Angeles Lakers. We took some phone calls, and we had a caller who made a great point. We're going to hit the phone lines in a second. We had a caller who said, what does a fourth ring mean for LeBron James? And I'm going to go ahead and tell you. But let's go ahead and get back to the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. We got Mike from Colorado who's been extremely patient. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind about the NBA?
JR, man, I want to talk about the caller that was talking about the NBA and the political issues. I, like you, I understand where the gentleman is coming from, but a lot of these people want to talk about they don't want to see political stuff in sports or just across the board, but they want to hold these athletes to a higher standard than a regular person.
Mm.
So to me, I feel like it's a double standard, and maybe I'm wrong coming across that way. Me personally, I think it's great what the NBA, the WNBA, what they've been doing over the past, you know, just few days since they've been back. I've never called it a sports talk show. It touched a very deep nerve with me because I feel like it's a double standard.
No, well, Mike, I appreciate you for calling up from Colorado. And now that you've called a sports show, feel free to call this one anytime. You're more than welcome to come on air, whether or not you agree or disagree with something that I said. Mike, I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And just on the LeBron thing, I agree with you. I think he's on the Mount Rushmore already, and I think a fourth ring would just put him above and beyond. Even though he doesn't get the same amount of rings as Michael, just his overall body of work, I think, is phenomenal.
No, it is. It is phenomenal. And the amazing thing is that it's not done yet. And thank you, Mike. I appreciate you for calling from Colorado. Like I said, hey, you called up the JR Sport Brief Show. It was the first time you called a sports radio show. I'm happy. I'm thrilled. Call up. I mean, call me up. That's what I'm here for. I mean, what type of sports show would I be if I just sat here and bloviated and just talked and talked and talked. Nobody wants to hear that. I'm here for you. I mean, I'm a human being, too. I know for a lot of you all, it's just like, oh, this is it's that guy JR on the radio. But I'm a human being. You know, I go to the grocery store. Right? I got to worry about my car. I got to worry about my family. I mean, I'm a human being, too. So let's not forget that when we turn on a TV or we turn on the radio, we are people, too. We are human beings. So when you talk about the messages and what might be coming out of the NBA or the league, keep that in mind. You know, nobody's operating on Mars. You know, I don't go to sleep and go to Mars. You know, I brush my teeth and get ready to go to sleep like everybody else. I get up and run errands. I'm a human. And in regards to LeBron James, yeah, he is amazing. And going ahead and picking up a fourth ring would be great for a guy who's going to turn 36 later this year and seemingly has not slowed down yet. I mean, what's going to be a bad year for LeBron in a few years? 25-5? LeBron James is going to regress back to his rookie numbers? I mean, tell me that ain't damn good. There's a lot of NBA players who would gladly take a 25-5 for their entire career. And here we have LeBron James going for a fourth ring. Here we have a LeBron James, if he can stick it out for about three or four more seasons, likely to be the NBA's all-time leading scorer. Here we have a LeBron James who by himself was basically in his prime and in his peak, a free ticket to the NBA Finals. There's no guarantee you're going to win it, but LeBron James has been awesome. We got Theo, who's calling up from Omaha, Nebraska. Theo, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on the restart of the season?
Hey, JR, I appreciate you taking my call. Of course, I'm very excited about, like yourself and all the other fans, about the restart. I think it'll add a lot of energy to sports with it being positive. And so far, no negative fighting or anything of that nature. But to kind of comment on LeBron, JR, I think that if he continues on, I try to stay away from the Michael Jordan comparisons, but LeBron's legacy may be similar to Kareem, not just the fact that just for the amount of time that he's been consistent, like you said, but those type of numbers. And over a 20-year span, I mean, outside of Kareem, you know, you see some of the older players that continue to play, but they're not consistent every night. But for 20 years, almost like Tom Brady, LeBron has been one of the most consistent. And I appreciate you taking my call, Gerald.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Theo, for calling up from Omaha. Shout-outs to everybody listening in Nebraska right now. Certainly appreciate you. This is the reality. It's true. Not everybody is going to – Michael Jordan may, quote-unquote, be the benchmark that a lot of people look at. But, I mean, we got Bill Russell out there who has 11 rings. He's not necessarily always in a conversation. Obviously, a lot of it has to do with the era and time that he played in, his competition, the style of play. But more recently, Michael Jordan has been that benchmark. And guess what? This is the reality. We're going to move and we have a generation of people who never saw Michael Jordan play. I didn't see Bill Russell play. I saw Michael Jordan. We have people that haven't seen Michael Jordan play, but they saw Kobe. But they saw LeBron James. For a lot of people, for this next generation, it will be without a doubt LeBron James and what he's been able to accomplish, he's going to be that benchmark for a lot of folks. You know, I certainly look at what Michael Jordan did, and I consider Michael Jordan to be the greatest of all time. But LeBron James, you know, you don't have to be a clone to be great. You don't have to be the opposite. They're two totally different type of players. But there's no denying the greatness of LeBron James and all that he's been able to accomplish. And I'm even more excited to see what he can do over the next 3 and 4 years. He's amazing. It's real simple. We got Lewis calling up from Pittsburgh. Lewis, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, man, great show. You're my favorite as always, man. It's my fourth time calling you now. But I everything you just said at the very end of that was completely right. I never got to see Michael Jordan in his prime or anything, but I got to see Kobe and LeBron. So yeah, I would. My opinion would probably be different if I got to see Michael Jordan, and sure. I agree with you 100% with that. And I also never got to see Patrick Ewing or none of them. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, none of the old centers or anybody that was really talented. But my question to you is about the Lakers was, do you think that they're going to be able to sustain, like, just pick basketball up and be able to have the power to just run through everything, or do you think that this Western Conference is going to be very, very tight? I'll hang up and listen to you, man. Have a great night.
Thank you, Lewis. A big shout out to Lewis for calling up from Pittsburgh. I don't think anybody's going to have an easy road here in the playoffs. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to have an easy road here in this bubble restart. I mean, we got a basketball game going on right now between the Clippers and Lakers. The Lakers were ahead early. Looked like they were going to just run away with it. And the Clippers have gone on a run here in the third quarter, 66-55. Nothing is going to be easy. Not for any team. This is going to be difficult. We've basically stopped and restarted a brand new season. Think about that. This is the same amount of time that we would go from an NBA Finals to a restart, except for it's a quote-unquote continuation of a season. We got some scrimmage games. We're going to get 8 more games. It's not going to be easy for the Lakers, the Clippers, or anybody else. This is tough, and it's great basketball. It's great to watch. So if LeBron can add to his legacy, you can even consider this to be tougher than just going straight on through, I would say. We got Jose, who's calling up from Miami. Jose, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
How you doing, JR? Good evening. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, Jose.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to say I have a lot of respect for you. I think you're a very knowledgeable man. But I have a different opinion. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad what LeBron did when he came to Miami. I don't take nothing from the talent that he has. I just, sometimes get a little upset when people put him in a pedestal like he's God, you know. My opinion, honestly, I'll take Kawhi Leonard before LeBron any day. I mean, that's just my opinion, JR. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, you know.
No, Jose, it's not. You ain't disrespecting anybody. Kawhi Leonard has himself developed, obviously, into one of the best basketball players on Earth right now. That goes... There is no dispute in that, so I don't even know why you would say, you don't want to disrespect anybody. And I can understand someone looking at Kawhi Leonard and saying, I want Kawhi over LeBron right now. I get it. You know, they're two totally different basketball players. Kawhi is definitely more consistent defensively. You could venture to say Kawhi is probably a better shooter overall right now, whether it be from the free throw line or knocking down a three-pointer. LeBron has improved. But, LeBron, Jose, this is what I will say. Yeah, you can say people put LeBron on a pedestal, but there's good reason for that. You can't disagree with that.
Right. No, I don't. And let me tell you, he's a freak of nature. It's just me a little bit. One thing I love about Kawhi, too, is he's a quiet guy, man. I'm not going to go into anything, but, I always liked LeBron, but lately it's just he's been in the media so much, something, and it kind of came out a little arrogant about, I don't know. That's my opinion, And I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong about that. It's just, I like people to do their stuff,
humble.
Show in the court, and don't brag about it or talk right. about it or, things like that. But anyway, you have a great night, my friend. Thank you so much for taking my call, and bless you. Stay safe.
No doubt about it. Shout-outs to Jose for calling up from Miami. Shout-outs to everybody down in Florida. It doesn't matter if you're up north towards the panhandle or if you're hanging out down by the beach. Shout outs to everybody in Miami, Tallahassee, Pensacola. I mean, we can keep going on and on. Shout outs to Jacksonville. Stay safe out there, Jacksonville, over the next bunch of days. But no, yeah, I can understand that. Kawhi Leonard is a silent assassin. I mean, we give him hell for it. He doesn't seem like he has a whole lot of personality, but Kawhi is great. He's great in his own right. And, yeah, you can consider, I can understand someone who says LeBron James is arrogant, but given LeBron's talent, given everything that LeBron James is into as a human being, as a person, I can't say he's a jerk. I can't say. I mean, I've seen LeBron walk off of an NBA Finals press conference because he thought the questions were just crazy and out of mind, but ultimately, you think about everything LeBron James has done, he seems pretty even and pretty normal to me. You're the best at what you do. Not shy at telling people. I don't think he necessarily should be. We got Art. Art is calling up from Arizona. Art, you're on CBS Sports Radio. I'm just going to let you roll. Art, shoot.
Yo, can you hear me, JR?
Yeah, man, go.
All right, I'm just saying, man, if LeBron, well, I'm pretty sure I'm a Laker fan off top. LeBron get it done this year, man. Just stamp him. He already stamped. You know what I mean? He got numbers. Look at his numbers. Everybody just look at him making decisions as, you know, everybody make their own decisions. Like, you probably don't skip from radio station to radio station. I didn't skip from job to job. You know, you got to make the best of whatever you're doing. But LeBron, man, he's one of the best ever, man. And I'm not just saying that because he's a Laker. I used to, like, kind of hate on LeBron, man. But he was compared as Magic. If you look at it, Magic Johnson, my favorite player outside of Kobe Bryant. Jordan, he up there, man. Don't get me wrong. But Magic and Kobe on a whole nother level. But LeBron, that man living his own planet. I'm going to listen to you off the air. I appreciate what you do. I love you just letting everybody get out their opinions and just speaking as facts, man. Keep doing what you do. God bless, man, and stay safe.
All right, as well. Thank you, Art. Be safe and be well in Arizona. And no, JR has not bounced from radio station to radio station. JR's been pretty fortunate to go from the internet to some of the best radio stations right here. Happy to be with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And yeah, I mean, look, even if I look at someone like Magic Johnson, we know Magic Johnson is arguably the greatest point guard of all time. But I'd also venture to say in a lot of other ways, LeBron James is better. LeBron James is a better shooter, better scorer. LeBron James, like, go to the rim like no one I've ever seen, especially for someone to drive. It's like defenders bounce off of him. So if LeBron James can go out and get another ring, I think it adds to his legacy. There's two things missing here, and it's unique. I see it kind of laid out and painted beautifully. He can have the longevity of Kareem. He can have the most points ever. He can have four or five rings. He can have a career out of high school. The picture for LeBron James of greatness is almost too damn perfect when you think about what we may be talking about in 4 or 5 years when, unfortunately, it's likely that LeBron's career will be over. We got Rob in Wisconsin. Rob, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Rob. Shoot.
Hey, so JR, I'm 44 years old, so I've been around long enough to watch Jordan get over the hump of the bad boys and really enjoyed that. And I do think Jordan is the best. But what I've seen is a weird phenomenon, especially around a lot of my friends who are basketball fans, is when LeBron came into the league, people couldn't talk about him enough. And then as he gets going, everything he's done is not good enough and can't keep up with Jordan. And I don't believe on everything LeBron, you know, his beliefs and stuff, but this is a good man. And I've watched him, and I still watch him now in his mid-30s, and he wows me on the court every single game. So the people that all of a sudden, I don't know what happened to where people turn on him and LeBron's not good enough, but it, to me, still at his age, the guy's an amazing player, and I love watching him. He never gets in trouble, and the people that say he's arrogant, these veterans, as they get older, they just demand more out of their teammates and try to make them better. And I don't know. To me, LeBron's always going to be a top 4 or 5 player. Just love watching the guy.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying. Rob, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling up from Wisconsin. You be well and be safe out there, okay? Shout outs to Rob. Listen, it's crazy to say this, but LeBron James, for all of the expectations he had, dating back to high school, LeBron James' high school games were televised on ESPN. LeBron James has probably and will probably exceeded the expectations that were laid upon him. And that's kind of nuts in and of itself. I want to continue taking your phone calls right now. Okay, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What would a fourth ring do for LeBron James' legacy? And it's not like he's going to get a ring potentially and disappear. What would a fourth ring mean for LeBron's legacy? What do you believe his legacy will be? You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about LeBron James. Okay, the NBA is back after 141 days. LeBron James is actually taking on the Clippers right now in Orlando. Tight game in the third quarter. They're moving towards the 60s into the 70s. Kawhi Leonard putting it up. Anthony Davis lighting it up. It's a beautiful thing. But we had a caller who said earlier, asked me a question. You know, if LeBron gets another ring, do you put him on the NBA's Mount Rushmore? And I'd venture to say that LeBron is already there. I mean, he has been there. Adding a fourth ring would obviously add to his legacy if he can do that. And then I think in a few years, if he can at least stay an all-star, there's no reason I don't think LeBron won't still average at minimum 20 points per game. He's going to probably pass Kareem if he can stay healthy. I think that goes without saying. Phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. What would a fourth ring do for LeBron's legacy? What do you believe his legacy will be? I mean, his life, his career, his expectations have been wild, and it's likely that he's exceeded each and every single one of them. Let's talk to Adam. He's calling up from Toronto. Adam, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing? I just wanted to say, you know, the one difference that I noticed between LeBron and Michael is that killer instinct. I noticed that LeBron's more of a pass first, you know, find the open man kind of guy, whereas Jordan just wanted to take that last shot. And I find that killer instinct kind of separates him, and that mentality separates him from LeBron personally. And finally, the one point I want to make is I don't think Toronto's getting enough respect down in the States. I think you guys got to watch out for us with the dark horse coming in.
All right. Well, Adam, I certainly talked about Toronto. I don't know at what point of the show you tuned in, but I gave Toronto a lot of love for a team that could come out and surprise folks out of the East. So I certainly showed them some love. And I don't want to say LeBron James doesn't have killer instinct. You know, Michael Jordan was and is a unique beast. I mean, if you want to go ahead and say that a Kobe Bryant was similar in thought process, or that a Russell Westbrook would be similar. Not everybody is just going to go all at it. But to say LeBron doesn't have the same killer instinct as Jordan, they're two different type of players. I'm not going to say LeBron. I know earlier on he was criticized. Why are you not going for it? Why are you not going for the jugular? Why are you passing? Why are you not shooting? But I think we've seen enough of LeBron James over time to know that this guy's passionate. He is a dog. He is a killer. He is going to get after it. He is going to turn it on when he needs to. Let's talk to Andrew calling up from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Andrew, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, how's it going, JR?
Great. Shoot.
Okay. Well, I if I had a 12-year-old son and I had him watching LeBron and Michael Jordan, I think just as a human being, you being LeBron having a family and not being in casinos and having gambling issues and okay, all this stuff is where he has this huge edge over Michael Jordan and the things that he's done off the court.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's certainly one way to look at it. That's not necessarily a basketball perspective, but I appreciate it, Andrew. Okay. Andrew, shout outs to Andrew for calling up from Tulsa. Andrew paused. I wanted them to keep going. Let's go to Indiana and let's talk to Sean. Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Oh, JR, first time listening to your show. I don't get it too much around this area too much.
Well, you can always listen on the freeradio.com app, and I rock with you at 4 hours every single night, Sean. What's on your mind?
I'm glad you said that, but I got a thing about Kareem comparing him to LeBron is Kareem got three rings coming out of college. I remember in 74, they were playing Boston, and Boston Towns could not stop Kareem. They had to put a box in one around the man because that was the only way they probably could contain him. I never seen them do that to LeBron. And the second thing I wanted to say is,
well,
LeBron
did not have to... Well, Sean, the game has certainly changed over time. I mean, Kareem is unique for the time and space that he played. Kareem was amazing. He had a move that no one could stop. Kareem was amazing. And a lot of people forget Kareem, his longevity. There's a reason that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is at the top of the all-time scorers list. There's no doubt about that. But when you talk about being as dynamic of a player, when you talk about the era, things are just different. It's difficult to go and compare era to era to era to era.
Sir, but just Will Chamberlain said to Jordan, they said that when Will came into the league, they changed the rules because of him. When Kareem came into college, they outlawed the dunk because they were scared of him.
Well, yes, Sean. Well, yes, yeah, Sean, but at the same time, the game has changed so much. Basketball is a young game overall. It's a game that is not really more than 100 years old. And I believe when you think about the evolution of the game, when you think about the growth of the game, we are now probably actually in the mature space, and it's going to continue to change. So it's really hard to go era to era. I mean, we can go back.
Can I leave you with one thing that encompasses all eras? Can I leave you with one thought that encompasses all eras, sir?
Well, I wish you would, Sean. Go for it.
Okay. So it takes two. When I play, it takes only one to two and a half steps to get into the air to go for a layup, right? How come modern NBA stars, most of them with three referees around with six eyes, take the little Georgetown shuffle to the basket and take
Well, let me ask you a question, Sean. Let's put it this way, since we want to dispute or compare eras, which is difficult to do. You still watching basketball now, Sean?
Yeah, I hate it because all they do is take 40 three-pointers.
Well, I put it to you this way. You don't hate it that much because you're still watching, ain't you?
I watched it more back in the day, sir.
You're still watching enough to have and hold an opinion. But I certainly respect for, you know, what your opinion is and what you miss about the game. You know, things change over time, and I appreciate you for calling up from Indiana, Sean. Things change over time. Sports change, rules change, and anything that doesn't change gets left behind. I think as long as you have an appreciation for what was before you and can go ahead and improve upon it, that's consistent in life. Life changes. Things change. I mean, you want to talk about steps? I mean, there's a lot of people who don't like, you know, bombs away three-pointers for a whole game. I certainly miss a more slowed-down style of basketball. I mean, we have more three-pointers being taken by one player in a quarter than what we used to get in a whole game by two teams combined. That's the reality. There used to be a point in time where there was no three-pointer. I mean, so we can go on about how the game has changed, but that does not lessen the greatness of some of the active players right now. Not by a long shot. We got Will calling up from Chicago. Will, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind? What do you think about LeBron and his legacy?
What's good, JR? I'm chilling, man. I was just thinking, like, if LeBron gets another ring at the end of the season, like, and I don't want to be a cynic, but you got to think about this virus that's happening. And like, if you just look what happened to baseball today, where they're talking about ending games in the seventh inning, and Miami couldn't finish, games last week, and all of that. Like, I'm
well,
not
go
saying
ahead.
It's gonna, the thing
go
that's
ahead,
happen
Will.
Here, but like, I mean, all it takes is one person to break up this whole ecosystem they have going on in Florida. Like, I mean, look at your boy going to the strip club last week.
Well, Lou, like, Will.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. We're up against the break, and in a few minutes we have Brandon Steiner coming on. So I hear what you're saying, but when you think about every single league right now, the NBA is best positioned to go forward and complete, followed by the NHL. And when you want to think about the NBA, we can point out a Lou Williams who goes out the bubble. We can think about a Rashawn Holmes who wants to step out the bubble to go pick up his chicken wings. But the reality is that the NBA has done the best job, and the NBA also has the best chances of completing their season because they are in this bubble. They haven't had one positive test since the middle of July, since players got down and landed in the bubble. It's real simple. I think they have the best shot of going out and completing their season. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, if you have collectibles, if you've been digging in the garage, if you have a LeBron James card, if you got baseball cards, jerseys, I got the man to come on and talk about what's going on in the sports world and how you might be able to make some money off of your own goods. His name is Brandon Steiner. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. With the start of the NBA bubble, NFL training camps, the NHL, Major League Baseball underway, I had to bring on Brandon Steiner. He is a speaker. He's an author. He's the CEO of the Steiner Agency and of the Collectible Exchange. Brandon, thanks for taking the time to hop on.
Of course. How are you doing, my man? How's everything going?
Everything's awesome. You know, you have done so many great deals over the years, whether it's your relationship with the New York Yankees, Notre Dame, the Cowboys, just to sell memorabilia and collectibles. You were perfect to bring on right now with sports starting up and people being locked away in their homes. First of all, how have you gotten your sports fix before everything started to come back to life?
That's a good question. I tell you, I've been, you know, definitely, you know, on a little bit of a, you know, almost feel like I'm dehydrated, you know, like I don't know what to do with myself for a while there. But I watched All American, which is a great, great show. I loved on Netflix. Love that show. I don't know why I got fixated on it. So I've been watching a lot of TV. And I have an indoor basketball court in my house. So I've been taking 350, 400 shots a day. And I'm still really not that good, but I'm better. And when I do come back after this break, I'm going to definitely bust up my friends when we go back out on the court. So I'm excited about that. So I try to make believe like I'm in an NBA game. So I got this like rebounding machine that rebounds for me and get all those shots up. So I'm excited about that. You know, I've turned myself on to UFC. I'm doing a lot of stuff with UFC collectibles. I've actually been able to do all their collectibles now. And I really was never really that into it. So now with the relationship I have, I've been watching. And it's been great. I mean, I got to say, it's crazy. And I was able to go to a couple fights before the virus hit. So I was able to kind of get some stuff up close and personal to understand how the vibe of that whole sport works. The guy's a genius. And the fact that he's been able to get the fights up, we got to give him a lot of credit. So I've been getting my fix there as well.
That's amazing. We're chatting up with Brandon Steiner of the Steiner Agency and of the Collectible Exchange. People have been cooped up in their homes. I know a lot of people have had an opportunity to kind of take an inventory of what they own, what they have, and that includes sports fans. What is the Collectible Exchange? And if someone has something in their house, in their crib, what can they do to possibly maybe make some dough?
Well, what's crazy is everybody went home, and like I did, my wife's like, let me introduce you to the garage, your sports room, the basement, the closets with all your trading cards. So there's been a lot of activity because everyone's been downsizing it. I think for older people especially, we just didn't realize how much stuff we have. We're traditional savers. But what's been also interesting is that other than the stock market, where else do you put your money? Mm-hmm. So there's been a lot of active trading, people looking to sell, looking to move some stuff on, and active people want to buy because there are really good deals out there. So our site's been crazy. Collectible Exchange is really a form of eBay. It just offers more verification, offers more authentication. So if you have something, you don't know what it's worth, you know, we'll tell you what it's worth. We can help you get your item authenticated. And then on top of that, you could put your item into one of our auctions, or you could just put your item up from your house without having to give it up, and then you can just put it right up on our site. Very similar to eBay. So it's a marketplace, but it's just a marketplace focused on celebrity and athlete collectibles, game used, autographed stuff. So there's no lack of focus. It's not, you know, there's not all kinds of stuff to kind of distract you. You're going there for a purpose. You know, you go to a fruit and vegetable store, you're going for fruit and vegetables. There's nothing else in that store. There's fruit and vegetables. You go to Collectible Exchange, you go in there with purpose, passion. And we try to get a lot more into the storytelling stuff. So I have a show now on YouTube called Man Cave Millionaires, which is cool. We interview people that have amazing collectibles and tell them what they have and what it's worth. So it's been fun. Like, this virus thing, like, at first I thought maybe this is just the wrong time. I don't know if I was going to make it. And then the phone just started ringing, and then the office now is packed with stuff because people have been home, and they're just looking for stuff to do, and trading collectibles and selling and buying is an easy, fun fix. Especially without sports, just reminds you of the good old days. So it's been a good, very interesting summer so far, better than I ever thought and imagined, to be honest with you.
That's good. We're chatting up with Brandon Steiner of the Collectible Exchange. Now, let me ask you, you talk about the opportunities that people have in their homes. The NBA is finally back up and running. About a week ago, we heard about LeBron James' rookie card going for $1.8 million. What do you advise for people who are into trading cards? I know folks right now are looking into Zion Williamson. Does it work that way? Is that a good idea, a bad idea? Does it matter?
It's an okay idea. You know, it's funny because when I saw that card go for 1.8, which you never really know what the scheme is behind that, because sometimes trading card companies will hire people and will find people to go buy those things and escalate the prices to do exactly what we're doing right now. And I immediately went into all my cupboards to find all my LeBron rookies and all my Dwayne Wade rookies. And, you know, I've got a huge card collection. So, you know, I think you buy the cards for the fun of it. Sometimes they take off, sometimes they don't, especially now where there's multiple cards. You got to be careful which rookie cards to get. But the Last Dance, which I've tipped my cap off to Michael for being generous to just really let us get an inside view of his life and his head, which is amazing. I've had a chance to meet him and go to his camp, so I know he was amazing. But what he released was outrageous, and it got people really into the 90s basketball, and it got people really into basketball. I think it was a great, great documentary for the sport. The 1.8, but, you know, I do like buying rookie cards, especially of players you love and really feel good about. You know, I bought 850 Shaq rookie cards. I love Shaq. And I'm not sure, you know, I bought them, I think, like at $6 or $7. And I think those cards are worth like $25. I think it was 30 years later or something. I mean, it's hit or miss with that stuff. If you like the trading cards, you like messing around with it, have fun with it. But I would be careful thinking you're going to go pick up a $1.8 million trading card that easily. I always kind of question that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, look, if you had the smarts to get a Jordan rookie or even the Jeter rookies now selling for $300 or $400. So some of these cards do take off. More of them don't than do. So, but the NBA is hot. It's definitely internationally hot, which makes it really even more hotter. And these guys have really done a great job in the way they handle themselves and with their marketing, with their branding, their social media. They're on the same page with the league. The league's promoting them. They're promoting the league. You know, that's a very well-run league and extremely well-represented. I think LeBron's become a really good leader. Dwayne Wade was a great ambassador and still maintains to be. You know, there's some really sharp guys that not only play basketball but are brand ambassadors that build brands and have a definitely say of what's going on in the sports world.
Right.
More now than I've ever seen in all my 30 years of sports. And I tip my cap off to David Stern, Adam Silver. Even LeBron is an amazing story. When you look at somebody who's grown up in front of our eyes and what he's now accomplished is outrageous. You know, the NBA is really the strong league right now out of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't surprise me that they figure out the best solution to play in this virus. And more likely we'll have the best results because every one of these games, by the way, I know you know it, is going to mean something. I mean, there's playoff implications starting tonight. And these guys being in a hotel for a few weeks, the trash talking, the level of intensity, these games are going to be fun.
Yeah, the NBA has certainly done things the right way. And I hope that we can continue to go through a season and a playoff and crown a champion uninterrupted. We chatted up with Brandon Steiner of the Steiner Agency and of the Collectible Exchange. That's the NBA. I got to ask you quickly before we head out about the soon, or I guess, former Washington Redskins. And right now, they're the Washington football team. We don't know what the new name is going to be. They're going to take some time to figure it out. If you have former Redskins gear, if you're going to go get Washington football team gear, what is this going to mean, if anything, for the future? Is this a collectible? Is it something that can just sit in your closet and collect dust? Or what are your thoughts there?
First of all, I just think it's a good thing for the Redskins. I think they need a rebrand. I just want to say that. And the second thing is it's not a short-term thing because it's politically incorrect. So it's not you're going to showcase all your Washington Redskins stuff because it's politically incorrect. But I think 10 years down the road, will you be glad you put some shirts and T-shirts and hats and mini helmets and helmets aside? Yeah, it'll be a great collectible because it'll never be made again because it's politically incorrect. They're not going to do a throwback or they're not going to bring these things back like they have with older and other jerseys and logos that they've changed. I wouldn't go investing a ton of money in it, but it'd be nice to have a few Redskins things, you know, for your kids or 10, 15 years down the road. I just question the whole thing. You know, what do you do with the Indians? What do you do with the Braves and all these other teams? I'd just rather, you know, having an adopted kid that's from Native American, I just wish people would focus on more of the real issue at hand, which is how do we help Native Americans get better educated, better funding, and stop thinking that the casinos are the answer and that's taking care of all of them, but it takes care of a very small part. And there's still a big Native American community in this country that are really hurting, high suicides with kids. I could just go on an hour tangent on this, but I wish that people would focus on the real issue, which is not necessarily the logo or the name of a team, but it's giving Native Americans more respect and more help to get them back on their feet in a normal American kind of way. By the way, I am giving away my book free. Any one of my three books on collectible exchange. I just think with the virus going on, there's really good reads. And if you go on collectible exchange, just click on it, get the book for free. And I really appreciate having, listen, if I could, I'd get in a plane and come co-host a show with you, man. I love hanging out with you and talking about all this stuff.
Nah, Brandon, it's always a pleasure. We're going to be back in the same place, in the same time, soon enough. Brandon, tell them one more time where they can find out more information about the exchange.
Yeah, just go to collectible exchange or cxstuff.com, pick up any one of my three books. And also, you know, I'm on LinkedIn or brandonsteiner.com. If you have any questions or you have something you want to know what it's worth, definitely hit me up. I'd love to help you out and give you a little bit of some guidance on what to do with your favorite collectible.
I think this has been an amazing time. People have been stuck in their houses and homes. Now we got sports back. You know, when I saw LeBron James' rookie card go for $1.8 million, Brandon was the first person I thought of. And I know there's a lot of folks who have cards, memorabilia, collectibles. So there's a lot of interest. Some of you right now have things you probably never even opened up. You maybe even forgot that you have in a house. And during the pandemic and just all the time you probably spent inside over the past several months, it's certainly been a potential opportunity to see what you might have and try to understand its value and its worth. And the reality is, as some of these names and players grow in prominence and increase their greatness, if you got something that has to do with them, you might have a couple of dollars on your hand. Speaking of greatness, yesterday we touched on this a little bit, but Patrick Mahomes was rated and ranked by his own just players in the NFL. They said, hey, he's the fourth best player. He's not even the best quarterback. That name was Lamar Jackson. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Don't you move. If you miss me while I'm gone, you can tweet me at JRSportBrief. But when we come back, we're talking. It's Mahomes. It's Jackson. We're going to talk MLB a whole lot more. It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.